Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There are people in our area who don't pay rent, and they get away with it. We have an exclusive report from our Mac Rosenberg now about some small homeowners in the Bronx who say they're not getting any rent. In some cases, they say it's been happening for years. Mac joins us from the Bronx now. You spoke with one of these homeowners, Mac. Tell us what happened in this particular case.
So, Steve, Yolanda Silvera has lived here on Wickham Avenue in the Baychester neighborhood for about 28 years, and she's been renting out her upstairs apartment. She's done it in the past. She has had issues getting the rent, but it's never been like this. So in 2020, her husband died, and she herself later got hurt at her job at a nursing home. So she's been out on disability, not working, thought it might be a good financial decision to rent out that unit once again upstairs, the second floor. So she found a tenant in early 2022. She got a few rent payments. And then since June of 2022, nothing, no rent. So she is out now at more than $30,000. Not only that, but the tenant in this case, a young woman who I tried to contact unsuccessfully, has been just torture for Yolanda, threatening, yelling, bringing in different people all the time, including a boyfriend who Yolanda tells me destroyed the surveillance cameras she had set up in the hallways. Police did arrest him and issued an order of protection, but Yolanda says both the man and woman are still living there.
So what is the status of this case right now? Has there been an eviction notice given? And I mean, is there any recourse for, you know, small landlords like Yolanda who need help?
Well, this is really all about the timeline and how long it takes to get an eviction notice in this city. And this particular case did end up in housing court in the Bronx last year in June. And the court found, in fact, that there should be an eviction. But again, slow moving process. So the next step would be a warrant for that eviction. It has been requested by a city marshal. It was requested in late July, but to this point, the court has not yet issued that warrant. This may or may not have something to do with the fact that the pandemic moratorium on evictions was lifted about 2 years ago, but still there have been a backlog of delays, and it opened the floodgates, creating those significant delays. So for now, this tenant still living here, and this landlord says still not paying the rent.
And Mac, in your reporting on this, you found about a trend in these types of cases. It seems to be happening a lot. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this story was originally brought to my attention by Councilman Kevin Riley. He represents this area of the Bronx, and he told me that he's heard from other small homeowners in this area. In fact, at least 35 in the last year who've gone through similar situations, not getting the rent for long periods of time. And in many cases, these tenants are also destroying property. He thinks this is about a lack of protection for these small homeowners, and also has quite a bit to do with the tenant protections. And around these parts, New York City, New York State, you have some of the strongest tenant protections in the country. As I said, it can take a long time to evict someone. Riley thinks these small homeowners are being lumped in with larger developers when it comes to the focus on those tenants' rights.
That is fascinating. Mac, thank you for that report. WCBS's Mac Rosenberg in the Bronx.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.